Chapter 2. The Diamond Mines. And so 3 years went by. Sarah's father wrote to her often, and Sarah wrote loving little letters back to him. One day, a very exciting letter arrived. Everybody in the school talked about it for days.
"My friend," wrote Mr. Crewe, "has some mines in northern India. And a month ago, his workers found diamonds there. There are thousands of diamonds in these mines, but it is expensive work to get them out. My friend needs my help. So, little missus."
This was Mr. Crewe's special name for Sarah.
"I am putting all my money into my friend's diamond mines. And one day, you and I are going to be very rich."
Sarah was not interested in money, but a story about diamond mines in India was exciting. Nearly everybody was very pleased for Sarah, but not Lavinia, of course.
"Ha!" she said. "My mother has a diamond. Lots of people have diamonds. What's so interesting about diamond mines?"
"But there are thousands of diamonds in these mines," said Ermengarde.
"Perhaps millions of them."
Lavinia laughed.
"Is Sarah going to wear diamonds in her hair at breakfast then? Or is it Princess Sarah now?"
Sarah's face went red. She looked at Lavinia angrily, but said quietly, "Some people call me Princess. I know that. But princesses don't get angry or say unkind things. So I'm not going to say anything to you, Lavinia."
"To me, you are a princess," Ermengarde said to Sarah later. "And you always look like a princess in your beautiful dresses."
Sarah was a princess to another girl, too. This was Becky. She was a servant in Miss Minchin's school, and she was only 14 years old, but she worked all day and sometimes half the night. She carried things upstairs and downstairs. She cleaned the floors. She made the fires. And she was always tired and hungry and dirty. She and Sarah had very different lives. But one day, Sarah came into her bedroom, and there was Becky, sleeping in a chair.
"Oh, you poor thing," Sarah said.
Then Becky opened her eyes and saw Sarah. She got up at once.
"Oh, miss," she said. "I'm very sorry, miss. I just sat down for a minute and..."
"Don't be afraid," said Sarah. She gave Becky a friendly smile.
"You were tired, that's all." Are you going to tell Miss Minchin?"
asked Becky. She began to move to the door.
"Of course not," said Sarah. "Please don't run away.